Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Paulus, and there's a lot of people who are being bombarded by a lot of issues out there that are very difficult these days, as a lot of people are now expressing their frustration and anger and things that they have built up that are problems over their lives. We've seen it come out in many ways with unfortunate situations, with killings and way people are overreacting sometimes to things. Now, I find that meditating is extremely valuable to mitigate and to also get in touch with ourselves to overcome some of these issues. But I also have found over meditating for 55 years now that it's easy to meditate to escape feeling and also to the negative feelings, I should say. Some people really love to just escape into meditation to feel good and to feel the bliss. And then that can become an issue as well. Now, I wrote a poem about this the other day because I was hearing on the news about a lot of things that had been happening. And they were things that were upsetting, of course, when we hear about shootings and killings and things such as that. We have to look at what's going on. I posted something about Pope Francis and how I thought he was a very good man, and I was saying prayers for him. I didn't expect to get some of the negative comments back about people hating the church and all the bad they've done and some deep issues that have been caused by that and their feelings, really reactionary, I felt. But these are things that are coming out. And although I love to meditate, I really do, and that's why I've been doing it every day of my life. I find it's a source for me of my inspiration and creativity. It became also very, very apparent that I had to figure out ways to release and share anything positive I could get that I've gotten from meditation through maybe serving. That can be through the art. That could be through teaching here with you. It could be encouraging people to also help and serve. I mean, there's no mistake that all the great teachers encourage you to do things of worth, to help, to be kind, to be compassionate, to be understanding. It's behind all religions. This is behind every great teacher, of course. And if religions take their particular master or teacher and push them to limits to make it good for them rather than the value of what the teachings are, that's not the teacher's fault. And this does happen in religion, I know. But I have encountered many people that have issues with the word God. And if I bring up the word God, they get upset. So I had to really wonder how you take this situation we're in with the world right now being kind of explosive and you mitigate these things. Now, one way I think very clearly is to meditate, and meditation with an intention to be in touch with yourself, to get to that place inside yourself that is the true part of you that can be of service in the world is really, at this point, very, very valuable. Now, there's probably a different way for every single person out there. Maybe your gift is going out and working in a soup kitchen to help. Maybe your gift is creating a piece of art. Maybe your gift is writing a book. Maybe your purpose is doing a blog. There's so many unlimited ways to do this. But if we are not channeling all the goodwill and the good energy we get from meditation, then we have to wonder what's happening in the ability we have to try to use what we get in meditation. Does it matter? I mean, can you just sit and meditate? Absolutely, you can. You can just sit and breathe and be present, and that's going to help you in some ways with reducing stress, and it's going to help you with being calm. It's going to help you with just being aware. I mean, that's absolutely fine. But at some point, when you make that connection of inside and outside, at some point, there it's usually the situation where you need to find some way to try to do something that is valuable in the world, to help the world. This isn't a mistake. I mean, this has been going on for a long, long, long time, right? Now, the only thing that's different these days is that we are now finding more people meditating than ever before. Right now, there are thousands and thousands, probably millions of people who are meditating on a regular basis. And so we have all these wonderful people who are doing their self-improvement. And what's going on? If we have all of these people, and this is really an important thing to think about. We have millions of people meditating. And yet here we are seeing that some of the people, and it's a very small percentage, but some of the people are at this point acting out in violent ways. And there are still unbelievable amounts of suicides. There's still more issues than ever when you get on a plane. There are still more violent acts, and there's definitely more shootings and more killings that are going on in schools now than ever before. And it makes you have to stop and wonder, where are these people? Where are these people falling through the cracks? What about the people who are post-traumatic stress people who are killing themselves? What about the situation in schools? What about the situations with mental illness? And I think it's becoming part of the great divide more. And it concerns me, as a person who spent their life meditating, it concerns me that we're seeing more and more people doing beautiful music, doing wonderful meditations, writing all kinds of self-help books. And at the same time, there are those in so much need that are not getting the help they need. It really makes me wonder. I wrote a poem this morning about it. And because I was really pondering this. It was a deep pondering that I went through in meditation about this situation. It was in my face, so to speak. I just had to take a look at this. So when I wrote this, it was based on the fact that, okay, this was a result of a lot of people getting very, very angry about me posting something about the Pope and that I thought he was a good man. And then also the influence of what I've been seeing with the awful killings that have been